USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
Congressman Adam Schiff is accusing President Trump of putting Trump first, not America first. During the president's Senate impeachment trial, the California Democrat says the president's misconduct in the Ukraine scandal is incompatible with the office of the presidency.
This is Trump first, not American first, not American ideals first. And the result has and will continue to be grave harm to our nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A New York teen thinks he has a super idea, and a lot of folks seem to agree with it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
16-year-old Frank Ruggeri thinks the Super Bowl should be moved from Sunday to Saturday, and now his idea is going viral. Tens of thousands of people have signed the Change.org petition that Ruggeri launched. He says millions of Americans call out sick to work or miss school on the day after the Super Bowl, and analysts do claim the big game costs employers nearly $3 billion each year. Others have proposed making the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday. Ruggeri says that's not as likely to fly as just moving the game a day earlier.
Facebook is preparing for the Iowa caucuses by protecting people from misinformation. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleeker, says teams are on the lookout for online trends that may be targeting public debate and the spread of misinformation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus continues to spread. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
The virus outbreak in China has gotten worse, with the death toll now up to at least 25 and more than 800 people sickened. There's now a second suspect case in the United States, a Texas A&M student who recently returned from China. In Wuhan, China, where the first virus emerged, police barricaded roads, blocked access to trains, and patrolled the airport as the city shut down in an effort to contain the virus. Inside hospitals, people scrambled for screenings. Chinese authorities are ordering similar shutdowns in the nearby cities of Guangdong and Erzhou, affecting nearly 20 million people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making some news with comments that he recently made in Iowa. On Monday, Biden said at an election forum that he does not support deportation for illegal aliens who are arrested on drunk driving. He then was asked about DACA recipients later in the week.
These kids have come. They've done well. Most of these kids, there's a lot of them, and they're not just Hispanic. They're Asian Pacific Islanders as well. And they, in fact, have done very, very well. In many cases, they're more Americans than most Americans are because they have done well in school. They believe the basic principles that we all share. I think they should be, in fact, put on a path to citizenship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.